Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, the people are getting wise now. When the government tells them amnesty and amnesty, they don't believe them. Then the bill comes out and it's worse than amnesty. It's total pardon for every type of criminal you can imagine. Welfare, more tuition for foreigners and citizens. The end of the country. Not just a way to get the illegals here. Incentivize even more coming. We'll go into that. Congress only has a 14% approval rating right now. That is wonderful news. Just can't wait till we can arrest all the enemies of the Republic and have trials for their treason. Of course, it's either that or they're going to set up Khmer Rouge type ops here. That's their dear plan for you and your family. I'm not kidding when I say that, by the way. And new jab to halt Alzheimer's could be available within a few years. Of course, if you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. We'll be going over what's really behind these special injections coming up. But right now, let's go to your calls here. Let's go ahead and take a call. I haven't thought about who I should talk to yet. How about David in Hyde Park here in Austin, Tejas? I guess he's a News Radio 590 KLBJ listener. David, thanks for holding studiously. You're on the air.
Alex, all right, man. I'd like you to address the consequences of the North American Union, specifically how it'll destroy our rights and negate the Constitution of the United States.
Well, rights are for wimps, number one, and hardcore commies. So I think it's wonderful on that front. Rights are good. It's great to not have rights, be humiliated and be a slave and have things be about 1,000 times worse than they are right now, and that can happen overnight, and I think it's great. And then as far as the economy, look how great NAFTA and GATT have been for the general public. And look at how the family's falling apart, and there's an all-time private and public and corporate debt. And I just think NAFTA and GATT were great, and they say North American Union will be about 20 times stronger than that. There's almost no major corporations left here in the U.S. Some of them will have a few offices here, but that's it. I think that's great. That's how you fight Al-Qaeda. And I just think the North... Well, number one, the North American Union doesn't exist unless you're actually reading the agreement that's public or the CFR stuff. But see, if you think it's good, then the media says it exists. But when you criticize it, they say you're delusional and it doesn't exist. So if you want me to talk about the North American Union, David, you have to first say you're for it. First tell me that, and then, because I'm trying to be mainstream here, and then I can talk about how it's good for you.
I'm against it, and I think...
Well, it doesn't exist, sir. You're insane.
If they do enact it, it'll cure the amnesia.
No, there's no amnesty. It's all lies. We need to shut down talk radio. Of course, it's just, please be quiet.
And okay? Here in Texas, we have the genocide highway for faster emergency evacuations.
Well, it's good that the foreign company is going to pay nothing and hand over all of our roads to them to Texas, $168 for a one-way trip from Austin to Dallas and back. That's official. I think that is good. That is what we need. I think that's wonderful. And just so what, man? Hey, the people don't want it, but they're doing it anyways. So let's do this. The people didn't want toll roads on Mopac or on Lamar or toll roads on Ben White or 290 or 183, and so they just said they weren't doing it. Though now that people kind of cooled down, they're now announcing they will put them on Mopac. But just deny they're there with me, and then you can be a stylish yuppie. Here, let's do it together. We're stylish yuppies.
No, you go get them, Alex. I'm looking forward to Endgame in 2 months.
Oh no, there's no Endgame. The government has not killed anyone, and everything's fine. Maybe I'll use reverse psychology here. I mean, do you like Kirk Watson, that creature who grabbed thousands of acres of private people's land? First, they passed an ordinance where you couldn't build on your land. But they kept the property taxes higher than what the people could afford. So for literally, on average, what was it, 8 cents on the dollar, they forced the sale of all those private ranches and property. Then they turned around and built golf courses, five-star hotels, and million-dollar-plus ranchettes out there. And microchip assembling plants that dump their effluent right into Barton Creek. Now, I went to a smart growth conference in 98, and man, it was nothing but bank chairmen and all these world leaders up there, and they said, it's about money, we're taking over, ha-ha. And I would say, so this is about stealing land, and they would on camera, I go, yeah, nothing you're going to do. Because back then there was no alternative media to speak of. And we just got video of Kirk Watson at Alamo Draft House. We just happened to have cameras there because we had Discovery Channel, the folks that made Brothers Keeper, Metallica, some kind of monster. They do Big Show. I mean, folks, these are the darlings of HBO. I'm so flattered that they came to make a documentary about me. It's pretty weird. When they first called, I hung up on them because I was like, more TV, because I've been on so many TV and they're just always jerks. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. And I'm going to phone up. And then they called back and told me who it was. But point is, they were there setting stuff up to find out what they were going to cover for a screening I had last week that was great and sold out. Great to see you. Pre-screening of Endgame, and as we tweak it, and so we just so happened to find out Kirk Watson was there in a little private group. It was a little private meeting, and man, we got him on video going, it's about money, it's about cash, we're taking over. I mean, he flat out says it, folks. Now a state senator. I mean, they don't even, of course, he didn't know that we had our camera guy, through the projector glass with a video camera right on him. But hey, I don't think Watson even cares, though. It's just, I've already digressed. Just enjoy your enslavement, folks. Don't listen to me. Government loves you. Everything's fine. Just hand over all your property. Nate in Maine, you're on the air. Go ahead, Nate.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir. You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you?
No, sir.
Then declare you hate America and the Bill of Rights.
Yes, yes.
Well, then you're a good American.
No need for the Constitution.
Get rid of that Al-Qaeda document.
Just like Bush says, it's just a goddamn piece of paper.
Hey, well, we got a lot of Christian stations, and I'm a Christian. I've been out of control. I need to control myself, too. He did say that. It's confirmed. And it is true that the FBI training manuals nationwide do say that people that make references to the Constitution are terrorists. I have the actual manuals. I'm a terrorist, then. I have a Bill of Rights right here in my hand. But go ahead. Sorry.
I just want to thank you very, very much for opening my eyes, Alex.
No, everything's fine. Don't listen to me.
Right, right, right. And, I just want to let you know that over here in Maine, I'm setting things up, and we're just going to keep the movement moving with you.
Well, I'm glad that you're there fighting, my brother. Anything else?
I think that's it. I just wanted to have that opportunity to say that to you.
No, I wanted to say we love you, too. And I'm being a little sarcastic today because I am in a very, very bad mood about what's happening in the country. I mean, just on a weekly basis, the president's reannouncing his dictator powers and then executing and using the power. I mean, we ain't doing well, folks. I'm here to tell you, people running things killed hundreds of mil. They don't play games. Okay? Let us take another ring-a-dingy. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Houston, Tejas. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for taking the call.
Thank you, Al-Qaeda.
I got a question for you, sir. The Century 21 or something like that, or 21st Century Banking, it used to be when I would write a check, I'd get my canceled checks back.
Federal law was changed 4 years ago.
I know that.
They send you copies of them, yeah.
Yeah, the miniaturized ones that I guess are done through a computer, and I guess anybody, including the government, can access it.
That's the whole point, brother. And for 5 years, every prescription you get, whether it's for a prosthesis or a diaphragm or whatever, is instantly uploaded. No Bill of Rights directly to the Fed. Socialized health care is already here. The mass raping has already begun. But the illegal aliens are above the law.
Now, my question for you is this. Why do they have to do this with the checks?
They don't. The banks went and lobbied to directly upload everything to the government and do whatever they want. Because they didn't like the reporting of the Suspicious Transfers or Suspicious Activities Act and the Know Your Customer Act, which they didn't get till Patriot Act, under a new name, under a subsection provision. And so what you said is right. Everything is directly sent to the government. Just all of it. Every phone call, every email, everything directly hubs right through. Stay there. I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah, just everything goes through it. You heard about that AT&T deal where they... You know, have the AT&T office with, ooh, the government. Give me a break, folks. It all goes through them first. I remember learning that in 96, and the telecommunications magazines were reporting on it. They got $9 billion to put the hubs in. No warrant to search. Folks, they've been listening forever. We'll be right back.
You but they in Constantinople should be waiting in Istanbul, even on New York.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, it's Alejandro Jones. All right, I'm going to continue with your phone calls, and I'm going to get into new vaccines that attack the brain. But it's good for you, they promise. We'll also get more into the police state that's unfolding. But, hey, that's a good thing. That's what keeps you safe. It did in Germany and Russia, right? And everywhere else. Now you get a police state. It's absolutely horrible. But, hey, Americans have never really had a police state since 1776, and they want to try it out. So, hey, you know. Well, let me get in the way of your happiness and success, as they say. Just drag us all right along with you. By the way, I wasn't knocking people with big trucks with big tires earlier. I've had a big truck and big tires back in high school. But I was saying with the support the troop stickers, and you don't even know that now over 80% of the troops want to come home and don't support the war and know it's a fraud. I'm talking about you. You know what I mean. Let's go ahead and go to the calls here. These calls are all over the map, and some of them are idiosyncratic, I guess you could say, to our movement. But let's talk to Laurel in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind today?
Well, tomorrow Christopher Boylan gets sentenced, and I was just kind of curious, in what ways have you in prison planning, InfoWars, what have you guys done to help assist him through?
Well, we have put links to the reporter who was beat up by the police, and then his people's website have put up links calling it a part of an evil conspiracy of ours, ma'am. So that's why I went ahead and went to your call. So No. I mean, see, my radio show and my websites are a place for me to go crazy on the air, but more importantly, it is a place for me to get serious about serious issues, okay? And frankly, I'm the biggest thing in this movement to fight the New World Order, which I don't like, by the way. And the fact that I'm the best we've got means we're in trouble. And seriously. And so I get a lot of people, a lot of press people attacking me, doing stuff to me, saying stuff about me. And despite the fact that the people he's run with, this reporter used to write for American Free Press, has attacked me, I still tried to help him out when he got beat up by the police, even though we don't really know what happened there. And for that, I was called the ultimate devil. And so, ma'am, then you have the nerve to call in and go, why don't you done more to support a reporter? And by the way, half the country, you know, that's tuned in right now, by half people tuned in the country. It was like half the country's listening. We have 150 million listeners right now. No, I mean, of half the people listening across the country, very few know what you're talking about. So, I don't even talk about myself a lot here, much less start getting off into talking about other people. So, folks, I can lead a horse to water. I can't make it drink. It's kind of like trying to help a drowning person. Here, let me help you. And it's like, you're evil. No. Okay, fine. And then, you didn't help that drowning man. How dare you? Anyways, look, everything's fine. The government loves you. There's nothing wrong. The FEMA camps don't exist if you don't like them. If you're for them, you're a good American who might be able to stay in them as well. I mean, it just really comes down to this. What's up? You want to say something?
Oh, you said you were the best we got. I said I wish they'd see the rest of the crew. They'd really be scary.
Ha ha, you guys are good. Hell, man, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
America, oh yeah, fighting for your freedom. Yeah, football, yeah, water torture, yeah. All right, I got to control myself.
Social Security.
Yeah, FEMA camps, yeah. All right. Anyways, red tape, IRS, yeah. Open borders, illegals above the law, oh yeah. You know, when I say that, I mean that. You know, in this amnesty bill, I mean, we read the subsection last week. Illegals don't have to pay taxes for 5 years, or if it's back taxes, no taxes need be paid. I've never heard of an amnesty for the American people. I mean, I don't have that big of a house, and I get this gargantuan property tax bill. I mean, it just never ends. But the illegal aliens, they don't have to pay taxes. The illegal aliens, it's in that they get more tuition than an in-state. If you are a Texan or a Californian or you're in Utah, it's in the bill that the illegals get the number one preferential highest grade that the state offers. If that state accepts federal funds, they have to. That's how the state, you go, what's the feds saying that? What about the states? They tell the states, if you want federal funds for education, you've got to give the illegals preferential treatment. Man, that isn't fair. Well, you must be with Al-Qaeda, boy. Don't agree with your president when we're under LCIA or, I mean, attack. All right, let's take some. I'm out of control, folks. It is true. I mean, today I was in a very bad mood. It's been since I was a teenager. since I wanted to punch walls and overturn things. I've been, like, controlling myself lately. Just because I'm trying to put a good face on it, but we're basically completely screwed. I mean, I don't know what else. But here's the deal. If we could admit up to how much trouble we're in, if we could admit that this is classical tyranny, I mean, when ABC's has got headlines like Cheney power grab says he's above all laws, we're in trouble. I mean, stop being in and go, well, they'll be gone soon. Yeah, and Hillary's going to have those powers. Can't you get it through your brain? Hillary and Cheney and all of them work for the same people. When Congressman Dan Burton wanted to go after the Clintons and start the procedure to investigate them in Congress when he left office, Bush, remember, went to Congress and said, no, off limits. You watch, the Clintons are going to get back in, and first thing they're going to do is say, leave Bush alone. They're on the same team. They vacation together. It's a rigged game. No, it's not. I listen to the big radio hosts, and they tell me it's a battle for America. Well, then why is Bush want amnesty in the North American Union? There ain't no such thing as NAU. I mean, the major conservative publications in the last 2 weeks have attacked Ron Paul, myself, and others, and said it doesn't exist. We have the actual documents. We have hundreds of mainstream articles. What do conservatives do? It don't exist. I like Bush. Ooh, I like you. And I mean, I talk like that because that's how they talk. I hear these guys calling talk radio, and I just wish people get reasonable with Bush on this. You understand this is the end of the country. Stick a fork in it. It's done. If they get this through. Let's take a call before we go to break. We got time? Let's talk to Dan in Jacksonville, Florida. Dan, you're on the air right now.
Alex, I'd like to say congratulations. It's the first time I've caught your program. I have to admit you're as right on as anybody I've ever heard. Reason being, in 1980, I hit 2020 with a scandal. A local newspaper, the second largest in the state of Indiana, and they covered it up in 1980. To date, 27 years later, to the month, the scandal is yet to be exposed. I hope to contact you at some point and give you the opportunity to handle it.
Well, tell me, give me an idea what the secret scandal is.
National Railroad. What we lost post-World War II and what we have today.
They never repaired the rail beds and made a conscious decision to let the main infrastructure fall apart. Is that it? Put him on hold. I want to come back to him. Don't hang up. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Well, of course they got rid of our main infrastructure. Because people running the country are there to destroy America. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Look, bigger than the fact that they've never repaired any of the major rail lines in this country by design. I know that because I have a lot of family in the railroad business, back when it still existed. From conductors down to switchers, brakemen. My daddy even did that when he was going to dental school in Dallas. He worked on the railroad. I think my dad had like 3 hours sleep a day for a couple, like 5 years. That's what's wrong with him now, like me. He's like me, not chucking. Anyways, I'm actually here to be honest with you all. There's no New World Order. There's no North American Union. Government is totally trustworthy in history. It's good to let government take over and run everything. That's what keeps you safe. And the dollar is at full value. The country's not completely bankrupt. They're not building FEMA camps. The war is good. Bush always told us we'd be there 5, 6, 10 years. The Pentagon plan that will be there for at least 100 years is good. And our government did put Saddam in and did give him the nerve gas. That was good. Of course, when he used it, it was bad. But see, you have both those things at the same time in your mind. It's called doublethink. I've learned how to use it. You should, too. And PrisonPlanet.com is evil. Infowars.com is evil. My film Terror Storm is very naughty. No one should go to Google Video and type it in and get it for free on Google Video, Terror Storm. You really shouldn't buy the high-quality digital DVD of Terror Storm at Infowars.com because that might mean you're with Al-Qaeda. Having any information is Al-Qaeda. Being informed, asking questions is Al-Qaeda. All right, let's go ahead and be serious here and go back to Dan in Jacksonville, Florida. Elaborate. Am I getting into the right area about the takeover, the handover, the railroad system? Or?
No, sir. It goes way beyond that.
It literally can be traced back to the sellout that our government conspired in during World War II with organized crime leaders in this country.
No, but there's no... Now, wait a minute. I agree with the former FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, when he said it was, quote, in front of the crime committee there in the House, there is no La Cosa Nostra or mafia. It is a conspiracy theory. It is made up. There is no mafia. I do not agree that the mafia helped take over the U.S. and runs everything now. Our government is loving.
And I
did read conspiracy theories about the handover of our infrastructure through mafia deals, but that doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a mafia.
Alex, may I ask you this question?
Yes.
What was the mindset of organized crime back then? It's only business. What is the mindset of our own government today? It's business. Selling this country out, killing hundreds of thousands of Americans through medical research or whatever, is only business.
No, no, you're right, sir. Actually, I did know about mafia helping take over the railroads, and that's why they don't fix them anymore, because the mafia only runs things out. And again, folks, if you think the Italian mob is anything, I mean the main WASP mob, they kind of had a fight in the 50s and 60s with the Italian mob when it got too big. That's when you saw the G-men allowed to go after them. But you notice Hoover, because of the photos they had of him, said it was a conspiracy theory and the mob didn't exist.
That is correct, but I want you to think of this. Here we are, how many years later, 50, 60 years later, think about European rail. Think about what we had post-World War II.
Yeah, they're now routinely in France and Germany getting places at 250 miles an hour. They've got trains going upwards of 400, and they will soon have routine travel at 350. And, of course, but that's not going to be allowed, sir. We are here to be sucked off of and debase the New World Order plan, and I've even heard them on NPR, and I really appreciate your call. Send me info on that. I'll have you on as a guest if you got some documentation, though I've even seen it myself. But just send me your info. The point is that I've even heard NPR brag, we're not going to have industry here. It's the new global way. We're going to give up everything for the new world order. Evil Americans shouldn't have jobs and bad people. I mean, literally, that's like a fashionable thing when, you know, when these rich yuppies that have got millions in the bank are skipping around after going from gym to gym and then to get their massage, and they'll drive up in their brand new, you know, $200,000 Mercedes and get out at their $5 million house here in Austin or L.A., and they'll skip in with their mouth shirt on, and then you know, have the butler get him something, and they say, oh, yes, I'm going to take every new world order. I mean, it's always the same, folks. Let's go ahead and take a call from Harvey in Florida. You're on line six. Go ahead, Harvey.
How you doing, Alex? I love your sense of humor. Sometimes you're too much.
I know, it is too much. I am scum. Go ahead.
By the way, you know, the debut in Iraq of all the military gadgets that they have doesn't seem to be working too well.
But it doesn't matter. It's the laboratory that counts. They got microwave guns, sword robots, new special belly bomb jellies that they release and cluster bombs. But that's the whole point of Gitmo in Iraq. It's an admitted warfighting laboratory. And how to kill Americans, how to inject them with experimental shots, to see what DU effects are on masses of our own troops, to practice extermination ops on third world populations, to build citadel command bases, to run the extermination op.
The morons in this country don't seem to realize that everything they've been doing.
Well, good. They're going to be part of the op.
Iraq is going to be done to them.
I'm going to shut up. You've got the floor. I'm going to stop. Actually, sir, I'm so freaked out about what's happening that instead of getting here and being really mean for 2 hours, I'm just going to be sarcastic with dark humor and just throw it in people's face. Something different. I do this occasionally, but I'm going to shut up. You sound like a smart guy. You have the floor. Go ahead.
It's so sad that they can't see the analogies between the German people sitting idly by when all the groups, the retarded people, the gypsies, the Jews, were thrown into the ovens. And these people were sitting around watching their televisions during the advertised shock and awe campaign in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they think it's not going to happen to them. And that is the saddest, sickest part about the people that you talk about, the yuppies running around, having a good time, the drunks watching the games, watching the cars spin around on the racetracks, while the innocent people around the world are being slaughtered so they could have a test bed for their technology. And I'd like to read just one sentence from an article from several, I think about 2-3 years ago when they admitted it in the national newspaper. Actual combat conditions provide an incomparable testing ground for new technology, said John Pike, director of the National Security Think Tank, globalsecurity.org. It's the best simulation you can get. So, this is the people that are going along with it in the military, the private contractors, the mercenaries and the police in this country, the people that are going along with it. I'm glad you tell them all the time, and I will tell them too. Their families will be enslaved as well. Thanks, Alex.
Well, stay there. Let me go ahead and expand on that, because I like genuine criticism. You sound like a smart, nice guy. It probably is over the top today, the sarcasm. But can you imagine doing what I do every day? I'm frankly sick of this, man. I got stacks of news here where they're totally destroying everything right now. They're literally pulling out the last remnants of our republic, and I'm just really mad about it.
Well, that's the problem, Alex. You know too much, and you look too much, and you care too much. You have to be like the other unthinking morons in this country, and you just can't do it, and neither can I.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that your point about empathy, you know, it won't happen the same way it happens in Fallujah, but it'll happen different here. I mean, when you've got a folks, when you've got a corrupt elite, it isn't one-sided. I mean, every time with Napoleon, with Hitler, with any of these guys through history, with all the British activities, that is going to cost you dearly. Let me explain something to you. The New World Order hates the troops. They hate the young patriotic men that go join them. That's why they give them literally hundreds of shots, experimental. I mean, so many of them come back and literally die of bizarre Ebola-like autoimmune disorders, or they're dying of DU. I mean, I know lots of troops. I mean, I know five different people who've gotten back from Iraq who are personal friends of mine. Two of them were laughing at me 3 years ago. Now, man, they're coughing up blood every morning. Everybody I know is. Okay?
When they come back to this country, Alex, there are no jobs for them. They have to either be strippers or police guards or enslave the children that are taken away from
CPS.
Them.
I got CPS here where they just, in Austin, I warned people about this years ago, they just warehouse them in office chairs, beat them, drug them. They just cram pills down their mouths till they pass out. I know. They grab 1+ million kids a year, and it's just increasing everywhere. But it isn't the Jews or the gypsies this time. It's little kids. It's blue-collar blacks and Hispanics and whites. It's just the general public. Just hordes of these. And every news break is how the cops are saving us and telling us what to do, and we need to know best. I mean, we're in hell, folks. It's only the beginning. We'll come back and tell you about the injections they're going to give you that brain damage you.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened.
You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
We're just going to have a news blitz here at the end. I don't have time to take any more calls, but always love hearing from you. See you back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates, internet, shortwave, satellite as well. And I do my own weekday show, of course, at InfoWars.com there. Okay. You ever notice they have all these cures for cancer and Alzheimer's every few months, but you never, ever get access to them? Don't worry. That's what socialized healthcare is all about. So that the government can control all the doctors and medicine, so you never get access to this, and only the elites are going to get access to this. You see, they write in their own policy reports, and Bill Joy does, and of course, many of the top futurists and scientists and MIT people, that you're not going to have access to this. Only the elites are, because you can't have the 6.5 billion people having access to life extension, not when you've got, you know, a crowd that's into eugenics and only the elite. Being able to get real health care. That's what it's all about. But don't worry, you'll pay everything you've got in taxes to pay for health care that doesn't do a very good job. Like you wait on an average for a year and a half in England for a brain tumor, and of course, it's always too late. I will have that here soon, don't worry. A jab to halt Alzheimer's could be available within years. A revolutionary drug that stops Alzheimer's disease in its tracks could be available within a few years. And you read and read and read for a couple pages, and it doesn't tell you why. Well, I knew why before we got there because I'd already read about the drug. But on the front, they do have a picture of it that says amyloid plaque builds up on the brain, and that's mainly from aluminum and the other metals and heavy metals that we ingest and the special flu shots you all insist on getting each year that have several hundred times the safe level of mercury. The mercury plaques, but don't worry. After they give you shots with the mercury, they have another thing. Connections between brain cells are destroyed, causing memory loss. So it goes, amyloid plaque builds up on the brain. Connections between brain cells are destroyed, causing memory loss. Now, Dr. Dina Dell or somebody will come on the air and say, well, how come just boys are getting it then? And, you know, 100-to-1 getting all the autism now. Because it's the boys that have the genetic marker that allows blood-brain absorption. And so then when you take the shots, you give it to a girl, it doesn't have the chance of hurting her as bad as it does your little boy. Everybody I know has got autism. I go, let me guess, at 18 months you got the third round, and on the ride home the seizures started. How did you know? Well, no, they started that night. Just interviewed all the top scientists, that's all. But again, don't listen to me. Just continue loving the government. Continue the injections. And they go, well, wait, they took the mercury out. How come it's still going up? They didn't take the mercury out. They had a federal regulation saying they should reduce it or make lots available that don't have it. Continuing here, the Alzheimer's vaccine. A series of vaccine injections are given to patients. Vaccine provides antibodies which trigger breakup of the plaque. Levels of antibodies are kept high by booster inoculations, and the disease is halted. But I happen to have actually last year actually read about this particular company vaccine, and that's not exactly right. It is a virus that attacks the plaques, and so I don't know why they're saying this in this article. I guess virus is too scary, so they call it an antibody. Professor, there's a staple through it, Clive Ballard of the Alzheimer's Society said a successful vaccine would be a groundbreaking treatment advanced for 25 million people with Alzheimer's disease worldwide. Vaccines are typically used to provide immunity to a disease as a preventative measure before it can develop. But this is an example of a therapeutic vaccine used to treat a disease which has already developed. Known as CAD-106, it is a brainchild of scientists in Zurich-based biotechnology firm Citos, which is also developing anti-smoking, obesity, and flu vaccines. Now, this is where we bring you to the dangerous stuff. England 2 years ago said and tried to make all of England's schoolchildren, 10-plus million, take this. Until scientists came out and said, wait a minute, you already got approval for that? That works by attacking the brain cells and going into the receptor sites on the nerve ganglii and attacking the receptor sites for this whole range of different chemical reactions associated with endorphin responses. Oh, one shot cures your need for cocaine, your need for cigarettes, caffeine, all this stuff. Well, yeah, but it also blocks all the natural processes that happen there. Those receptors are there. Like when I help an old lady across the street, feel good. Or when I do good in a business deal, I feel good. Or when I finish a film, I really feel good. Or, you know, when my wife looks really good, she comes over and gives me a big kiss, I feel good. You know, that's how this is meant to, you know, like when your dog, you throw it the ball and it catches it happily and it shakes its head with pleasure. It's getting a little bit of endorphin juice there. That's what life's all about, baby. That's what I'm feeling all the time without the drugs. All right, I'm high on life. You ever heard that? This stuff affects that and attacks that. So, yeah, it'll fix your Alzheimer problem, but the viruses get a little hungry sometimes and eat some other things. But I think stuff like this is great for when you have an actual problem, but it needs to be vetted and tested first. But, again, the other side of the equation is people normally get brain tissue dieback as they get older from natural. When you hit the age 30, your brain quits growing at 5, but your brain starts dying. I mean, millions of brain cells a day at age 30 on average. I've had a lot of head injuries playing football and stuff. It's a lot worse for me. But that doesn't matter. I'm keeping active. I'm always thinking about new things. I'm reading philosophy. I'm doing math problems. I'm learning how to write better than I used to. I'm learning how to spell better than I used to. My brain, because I'm using, we always heard the average person uses 8%, Einstein uses 15%. We all use our brain, folks. As other parts of it die, we're always building new connections, new neural pathways. And so major studies, just type into Google, you can read them. Scientific studies show more than just an hour of TV a day causes massive brain damage, even in young people, and people below 3. European and British studies show shouldn't watch TV. It retards development by as much as 20 cognitive IQ points. That's just one of the studies. So you take TV brain damage, which you average American watches over 4 hours, folks, and that trend's only growing. And you've got all this mercury and all these aluminum pots and pans and all this garbage in your brain, and your brain starts dying back, and all these old folks I know, that all they do is watch television. And television causes brain damage. Why? Because you see it. It doesn't cause any brain activity other than just accepting it. Whereas the spoken word or the written word, you have to read, you have to image, as I've said before. When I say Godzilla, you picture Godzilla stomping through Tokyo, swishing his tail, fighting Megalon. Or when I say television set, you picture a television set. Or when I say, when I walk down my street every night to walk the dog, I see all the all the windows glowing blue, no one interacts anymore, they just watch the blue glow of the television, you just pictured all the times you've seen the glowing blue through windows of a television. See, that's good for your brain. You had to pull up knowledge, image, background, memory. You had to integrate it. You had to create in your mind's eye that image. Not when you watch television, folks. It hurts your brain. And you add to that all this other garbage. Man, I'm a filmmaker, and I can't really watch television. I mean, I watch scientific clips of it. I'm watching the effeminate John Edwards twinking about on C-SPAN right now. But, I mean, again, I objectively watch it in slices. I read the synopses of TV programs and other analysis. I can read, you know, the as I attack shows like 24, which I have seen a few times, usually on airplanes. Multiple people around me will be watching it on their laptops, and every episode's torture, every episode's evil. Every episode is conditioning, military designed. But then I can just read the synopsis each week of 24, which I do. In seconds, boom, I can read a page synopsis. The young child is tortured to get answers. It gets the answers they need, but Jack Bauer is conflicted. Next episode, they're forced to torture the president's son, but it was needed. Again, because the Pentagon runs that show, it's admitted, and all they do is they know if they can teach you to torture your babies. If you can teach a species to torture its own defenseless young, then you've taken people to the actual pit of Nazism, and you've already got them. They'll accept anything else. That's why all the other major shows do that. So if you want to truly energize your mind, free your mind, unlock your mind, stop watching television. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have a treat and once a week or every 2 weeks go see a cinematic event or a film. Doesn't mean that I didn't last night, watch Brother's Keeper again, because that film crew that made that famous film came to interview me. And it doesn't mean that I, in a few days, if I have time, won't jump in the bed with my wife at 9 o'clock at night, open up the television set doors. You know, I got it locked up in the box and let my kids watch a lot of TV. And I won't watch a film. Because a little bit of it isn't going to cause brain damage. Of course, it's increasing my cognitive because I'm thinking about filmmaking and different, not that I'm a good filmmaker, but thinking about shots. I'm thinking about, you know, how they shot it and who they shot it. But just the passive, you ever caught yourself just drooling watching TV? You go down into a REM state. You go down into a deep dreaming state. It can happen to some people in a few minutes. The average person takes over 20 minutes. I mean, how many people out there listening have caught yourselves just kind of, and like hours have gone by and you got both fingers lodged up your nose, going for the biggest gold mine possible.
Hey, John.
Hello.
Oh, good.
Trying to have some fun today, folks. Show's over. See you next week. Enjoy your FEMA cams. Enjoy the Pentagon designed cameras and control grid going on all around you. Washington Post did report.
Okay.
Special operations prepared for domestic missions. They want to set up military offices in your town or area. And as we reported back in 98, they're already illegally doing that. It's a violation of federal law for any criminal action. They just did law enforcement. Military against the people, that means the government's declared us the enemy. And mayors already call us civilians. I mean, we're their servants.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.